Hey guys, welcome to the SEO Andy podcast. The SEO podcast with me, Andy Kinsey. We got one topic to start our discussion with today, and it's Google's update. They're removing FAQ rich results and also how-to rich results from search. They're saying it's going to take a week to do. And I really wanted to jump on and have a quick discussion about how it's going to affect not just results, but the wider web and what it means for you. And the reason I wanted to do this right now is actually it will have a really big impact, but probably not in the way most people think. So Google has said that going forward, FAQs and this is particularly those that come from structured data, and the same for how-tos, will be removed from search results unless they come from really specific high authority websites. And those, it's pointed out, will be government websites or health websites. So this is, for example, .gov.uk website or .gov in America, or, for example, NHS websites in the UK, and the same elsewhere around the world. What this means is for the rest of websites that have embedded FAQ information using structured data, these are not going to be shown on what it considers a regular basis. What that means in reality is likely that unless you're really high authority, it's probably not going to show at all. And Google has gone on to say that the eligibility for this will be considered automatically. So you don't need to remove that structured data. You can just leave it there. And if you've already started developing a website or you're going through the process with your developer of setting out what developmental things you're going to put into your website, you don't need to start stripping it out, going through your scope of work. You can leave it in there. It's not a big deal. And they're not going to penalize you for having that in there. It's not going to cause a problem for search or anything like that. And from my own standpoint, my gut feeling is that actually leave it in there because other search engines use it, other websites use it. And in reality, it's good practice to have it in there anyway. Just leave it in there. It's not going to do you any harm. Now, the reason this is actually quite interesting is Google has been going on about rich snippets for a long time. It's embedded them in different ways. For example, people also ask. It's put them under direct results. But actually, Google's not really pointing out, other than one example, which I've linked to in the show notes, what's going to disappear. The example it's given is one that's directly below a search result. It's not people also ask. So actually, what is disappearing is still a bit of a question, and I suppose we'll find out over the next few weeks. And that brings me really to the point of why we embedded FAQs on our site in the first place. Because usually when an SEO such as myself has said we should put this on the website, it's because the content has generally been there already, or it's to improve the content on the website. And the reason for doing that is to entice the user to the website, to increase conversions, to increase sales. It's not always about getting better rankings. It's not always about pleasing Google, although that is clearly part of the story. And in reality, what Google is trying to do is to stop people and websites from spamming it. And that is all great. But in reality, what my suggestion always is to focus on the content. To focus on your website. It's not to focus on what Google is doing. If you've got great content, a great technical website and you're doing great things that entice links, entice users, have a great user experience, and you're focusing on conversions, then actually you're doing all the right things that are going to get you to rank well. And as I say, you will get links. So the reality is that what Google has done here is it's just said, actually, we're not going to put up rich snippets in this way. But it's not said it's going to get rid of people also ask, although I suspect it will. But it's kind of gone, we might do something different here. Now, what does that something different look like? And it's not said this explicitly, but it said, actually, we're already looking at something different. Because it's already, over the past few years, moved towards a model of voice search. And we've seen this in its mobile. And we've seen the fact that you can do some voice search on desktop. But actually, over the past kind of 6-12 months, with ChatGPT being embedded in Bing, it's had to really ramp up Google its search generative experience. And in reality, if you look across the two big search engines, Chat Experience Results, or CHIRP, as it's kind of becoming known, instead of Search Experience Results, is becoming bigger. And what I think is actually going on here is that Google is trying to declutter its results pages and doing it en masse rather than just testing. It's going, actually, we've seen in a few of our tests that people are using these less and less. So we're going to advise people just to get rid of them or not to do it outwardly anymore. And instead, we're going to embed that content in the chat experience results because that's going to be much bigger. And it's going to be much bigger than what we've seen in voice search. And that generative AI set of results is a much bigger set of results because it's based on its natural language processing and it's based on your entire content and not just questions. And that makes much more sense as a way of doing things. And if you think about if you've ever used ChatGPT, it's the way everything there is kind of based. It's based on questions. It's based on you asking it to do things. And all chat experience results pages, whether it's Google, Bing, or as I say, ChatGPT, you're either asking it to do something, for example, solving a maths question, or you're asking it a direct question. And in reality, it can be as simple or as complex as you like. So Google is now getting rid of those FAQs and the people also ask sections because you're going to ask that question directly or you're going to ask it in a roundabout way and it's going to figure it out through its natural language processing or asking you to ask a second question. So Google is going, actually, we don't need to do this. We don't need to have the people also ask. So it's kind of taking that stage away, making things a little bit easier to understand. And actually, the integration of the knowledge graph into that as well already makes it much easier for Google to do that. And the other thing is that the people also ask kind of section has already been built into the generative search AI. So if you ask, what is something? It'll give you a result as a paragraph or two of text. You'll see secondary questions underneath that it thinks people want to know or have already asked. And on the right-hand side, you'll see some search results. And that's usually where it's generated that set of information from. Sometimes, in quotes, it will have gone, yeah, this is directly from this. But often, it's kind of a bit of a mishmash. It's really good, and its suggestions of following up with an answer And I think that's where this has come from. Google's going, we want to focus on generative search. It's a clear focus of where things are going for Google, but I wouldn't rule out Google going, actually, this isn't the be-all and end-all. We're kind of not sticking with this kind of layout where it's stuck to the top of the page, and instead we're going to do something slightly different. Because for me, I'm not 100% sure that everyone wants two paragraphs of text explaining something. I think lots of users would rather Google and not do that and send them to another website. I don't think everyone trusts Google, just as they don't trust Bing. There's a reason Google is the top dog. It's because they trust them more than Bing. Same with Yahoo, and it's why Lycos basically died. The reality is just because they're the most trusted search engine doesn't mean they are trusted over other websites. It's why Google ranks websites. They do it on authority. And the reality is I don't think that Google is going to find it is top dog when it comes to this. I think they will still find they need to be very clear on where it's got this information from. And I also think that Google will be very hard to push users in a certain direction like this. And I think we'll see questions and answers coming back in this way. And I think Google, it already says at the top of some of its generative AI, quality may vary. I think it's true across all generative search. I think Google's going to have to be very wary of this. So, yeah, that's where we're at. If you've any questions about this, if you want some advice about what you should be doing with your structured data on your website, or you need any advice about this, get in touch. Leave a comment down below on the YouTube. Get in touch via the SEOpodcast.net website or over on SEOandy.com, where I am the SEO consultant. I've been Andy Kinsey. Speak soon.